Hi, my name is Laura Quinn and you're listening to The Sod Show.
Dublin City FM, Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show with Brian Green, Peter Donegan and Katrina Redmond on the blogs. And it's the blogs we go to first on the show today. Go to sodshow.com/news where you can find out more about the West Cork Garden Trail 2014. I won't tell you anything about it except it's until Sunday and you've got to check it out at sodshow.com/news. Also check out a book review, The Holistic Gardener by Fiona Nulon. That's from Peter Donegan, sodshow.com/news. And finally, in the news items this week, we have news from the ever wonderful Alexandra Boyd at UCD telling us about a talk that she's giving. It's called Speaking with Plants at the National Botanic Gardens. It's on tomorrow, the 28th of June, and you get all the details at sodshow.com/news. Won't give you any more details there. Today on The Sod Show, we're talking with Laura Quinn from Waterford Institute, and she's one of the young horts. But that's coming up in a moment. First, thanks to our sponsors, greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at greensax.ie. Check them out in the supermarket where you can download them into your trolley. Yes, I said download them into a trolley. Check them out, greensax.ie. Thanks, lads. Now, today's feature interview with Laura Quinn. Here's Peter Donegan.
Laura, you are a lady. I've been told numerous times in my life never to ask a woman her age. But of the students that we have had on the Sod Show, the students of Waterford Institute, that is, you are... is it okay to say a little bit younger?
Yeah, probably one of the youngest, actually. I'm only 20. So it's kind of different when you're coming in as a young person into this industry. And yeah, it's weird, especially when you're in a class of like mature students. And I know you learn a lot off them, but as a young person coming in, you're like, oh my God, I know nothing. But yeah, it's good. It's good.
What's the ratio of ladies to men in horticulture? I know when I was in Kildalton, it was 6 girls, I think, to about 20 lads. So it was kind of, yeah, about 5-1, so to speak. How is it in college now?
The same. Nearly exactly the same. From starting at a level 7, from first year, there was 6 of us to 30. Well, there was a class of 36, 6 to 24. Now we had the level 5s transfer in and the level 6s. Things about equal, so it's half and half. But yeah, it was a bit intimidating coming into like a male industry and taking over and making them know who you were and getting a bit of dominance. But yeah, it was a bit weird. But I like it. I like working with the men and I know it's kind of...
What is it that makes it? Okay. Sorry, we just had somebody come in and ask us would we like tea and profiteroles, but we've ate all the Ferrero Rocher that were left out for me on arrival. What is it that makes it, you said it there, and so I'll re-quote you, a male-dominated thing, and is it a little bit that there's a lot of physical labour involved? I'm throwing something out there just to see if it catches. Is it a bit of that, or I don't know.
Yeah, well, physical labour, that's a bit... I know it sounds like a bit sexist that women can't do physical labour, and I don't think that's... But it's kind of... It is that there's a lot of work in it, and it's a lot of lifting, but it's not. When you do it, like, displays are... They say they're done better by men, but I don't believe that. No. And it's because it's... I actually don't know why it's such a male-dominated, but it is, and it's... something that's worth changing. I mean, we're the same, so why not?
What would you say to girls out... I say girls, I don't know, I'm an Egypt, I'm a man, I'm an Irish man, I'm a bigger Egypt, I'm all of those things that are cliched about men being stupid, and I genuinely mean that, and if you don't believe me, look Donegan up in a dictionary or put it into your calculator and press the square root button, it does come out as gobshite. But what... would you say to the other female ladies, girls out there who may be considering horticulture but are unsure of whether they want to get into it? How does a college go about encouraging more women into something like that?
I believe it starts younger, and as it kind of grown up along, I would have done a lot at home, and I would have done gardening with Dad, and I would have picked Nan's fruit, and I would have done a lot of that. And I kind of fell in, more or less, because I actually didn't want to do horticulture. I wanted to be a guard. I did. I really did. And then I did work experience, and I met two amazing gardeners. Absolutely amazing. And more or less, I know I liked it, but then it was like, oh my God, you've fallen in love with gardening, you know? And I think that I didn't know I wanted to do horticulture, kind of. And then I wanted to do horticulture, so I can't really say how do you encourage a younger person in, because I wasn't encouraged in myself, in that I fell in love with it in an odd way.
How did you end up doing work experience? And when you say you did work experience, you I'm gathering you mean when you were in secondary school doing the transition year thing. So it's when you're about 15. No, it's not. It's not that.
No. Because I did want to be a guard, and that was the big inspiration. Oh, you're going to be, yeah. And then there was no, they weren't recruiting, and I kind of, because I did do it when I was young. I was like, oh sure, I'll do it. You know, past the couple of years, and do gardening, and then, but work experience was through college. And what I had done, and I know it was really short, but you learned so much in 15 weeks through the second year of this course.
Of note for those listening to this in podcast outside of Ireland, when we say guard in Ireland, it's G-A-R-D-A, Garda, and it's the Irish or the Oscuelga for police or policewoman or policeman, one or the other. So that's the reference there. What was the work experience that you did in college? Where were you? Do you want to give them a mention?
I was in Blarney Castle doing work experience. Unbelievable gardens. I couldn't tell them enough about what I'd done, because I learned a lot. It's fabulous gardens, and the staff are so nice, such a great place to work. And I know we came back and we're like, oh my God, you should do your work experience in Blarney Castle, because we learned so much. And I cannot tell you how much I learned, because it was fast 15 weeks, and we went from snow to really hot sun to absolutely getting drenched, and the weather and everything was like, it's just a flash of 15 weeks, and I'll never forget it.
Is there a part in the fact that you love that so much? Is one of the reasons why you loved your work experience so much and saw something as so beautiful that it's almost like, I don't know, writing a love poem when you're 14 years of age, or reading Romeo and Juliet and actually getting it, where others might see it as, you know, almost botanical Latin Yoli type literature? Did you just see something different in horticulture? That, because I'm gathering from what you're saying that none of your mates outside of the Institute of Technology here are into horticulture and gardening.
Oh God, no, I was laughed at. It was the first thing, like, you want to do horticulture. I was like, yeah, why not? Like, something different. But this idea of it being old, that needs to be changed. It's not old. I think, like, there is the Young Horticulture Group. And I went over to England and we had this conference, and, like, they told us to stop thinking about people like Gertrude Jekyll. She's dead. Forget about this Olstead gardening. And I know you might go up, whatever, and I know, but forget about it. It's time to move on. She's dead and gone. Her style is dead and gone. It's time to go, oh, I'm Laura, so I'm going to have my Laura style, you know?
Okay, so first of all, for those who aren't aware, so we always break this down to Sideshow, because the Sideshow is for people who aren't gardeners. It's for people who are horticulturists. It's for people who are in college. It's for people who like it as a hobby. It's all of those things. And the one thing we try and do in all of this is take the James Wongs, the Andrew Wilsons, the people who've done the Chelseas and won the highest accolades going, and also to take the people like, I don't know, Paul or Cara or Mary in Balbriggan or Katrina in Balbriggan or whoever the case may be, and let them tell their story. And we've done it on Inishmore, we're doing it in Waterford. But break this down for me. Who in, if I was to look up in a dictionary or a thesaurus or a Wikipedia page, what would it say about Gertrude Jekyll on a serious note?
Well, oh God, this is putting me on the spot now because I haven't done landscape in a long time, but she was an old Victorian style gardener and she was blind and she was making all these displays and they were meant to be fabulous and she was good at doing mazes and she was a good gardener in her time and that was her time.
So we have a picture and we have an era and we have a style and a thing and a reason why she is famous to this day. And it's funny because, like all things good in horticulture and sweet trends come and go and change, mazes you will still find are and have been on display in garden shows in this country over the last few years. Yes, in 2014. Backtrack 5 or 6 years, you'll still see them there. The next part of the question, who said that she was a bit cack or pants or past or dated or out of date, or don't be worrying about her, so to speak? Because I know from your Young Horts gig, the AGM of Young Horts, so to speak, or to give it a term, I know that you had people like James Wong come and have a chat with you and Michael Perry and a few others. Who suggested that Gertrude was a little bit pants?
I think it was just said as a general comment that it was time to move on from people like Gertrude Jekyll. I'm not saying she's pants because what she did was good, but it's time to move on. And I think that was said as a general. It wasn't just, but she was one of the names that was said as a general group, we said.
Can I just clarify this? Was this said by one of the Young Horts or was this said by somebody who was talking to the Young Horts?
It was a Young Hort who said it. Okay. You know, we were all talking, how can we think about moving on? And her name was brought up as in she's old style now. So,
okay. In that context, how would you see how the media plays horticulture in Ireland at this moment in time? I say the media, that obviously includes radio, podcast, television, garden magazines, of which we don't have a whole lot or anything at all.
Yeah, okay. So Ireland, it's old again. It's old people who are hobbyists, because I get given out for saying old, because I am a young person. And I think it's not a bad image. It's a good image, you know, but there's no young person who you could go, oh my God, I am in love with that person because they've done such a good job that there's nothing. It's an old style of gardening and it's the same herbaceous borders. And there's only so much you can look at a herbaceous border. Not say I do love them though, but there's no young person out there setting the scene that it's like, oh, a wildflower border. You know, there's nothing different about the Irish garden. As a young person, it's boring. It's so boring.
What can Irish television or Irish garden magazines, or what would make you sit down and watch an Irish gardening television programme? What would make you subscribe to the garden magazine? What would make you tune into that radio show if I was to put it on air and you had a magic wand?
What would make me join? I suppose, I know this might sound stupid, but someone sexy doing gardening. I know now you look away because I'm a woman saying it, but
I'm looking away because she hasn't mentioned me at all in any of this. It's
what can I say? There needs to be someone out there who you can go, I know lads may, oh, she's good looking, and a girl should go, oh, he's gorgeous. You know, there needs to be idols in this Irish garden. And I think as young people, we're obviously going to be the idols, you know, what can I say?
Brian, I'm going to cut this one short just for a minute and we're going to have a word. And when we come back in part two, it will be Peter is the idol and the, I'm joking, I don't know. And I don't know, have you got a song of the week in that locker of yours?
Yeah, Peter, I've got some music. It's Sod Show on 103.2 across Dublin on Dublin City FM. Something atmospheric. The Sod Show's Botanic Sound. With the rain on Dublin streets. Riders on the pleasure storm.
measure down.
Riders on the storm.
Whetting your appetite with some music on the Sod Show. It's Riders on the Storm from LA Woman, The Doors, and Pleasure Dome from Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. Yes, it's 103.2, and we'll be rejoining Peter Donegan and those young horts in a moment. You can contact us at Sod Show on Twitter and info@sodshow.com on email. I'll just give you those two ways to contact us right now. But we'd love to hear from you and love to hear your thoughts on the Sod Show. Good, bad and indifferent. Let's go right back to Peter Donegan. He's in Waterford IT with the Young Horts and Laura Quinn.
Back to what we were talking about. It's one thing to subscribe to, put your name down, I suppose, for studying horticulture. It's another thing for me to go to the Tivoli to see a Juno and the Paycock, a Sean O'Casey play, and for that play, that theatre, that performance to keep my attention for so long. And I know Freud said of Da Vinci that, like most men of genius, he needed constantly to occupy his mind. I get distracted very easily, if you understand me. What makes a young lady, person, female, keep that attention so fixed with such a... You've obviously got a grow, again, I've used that word, a love for what you're doing, but to keep that enthusiasm, to not let it wane for so long. And because we're talking like a 3-4 year term here, this isn't something that you've done for a couple of hours, like you've gone to Funderland or you've gone on the Wurlitzer or one of these things and it's £2 and you come off and go, that was crap, let's play darts. What is it in this college that everybody just seems to love?
Well, okay, it's a great place to study, but I think what keeps you coming here is the challenge of learning. So you're learning something different every day of the week. There's something, there's courses, there's classes you don't like, but you still do them because you know that if you do them really well, eventually your goal is going to be you've graduated with a great degree in horticulture, and that it's just that there needs to be, I don't know what I'm saying really, I just love it so much, and there's a big goal at the end of this. I know third year is hard, but there's a goal at the end of it, and the goal is to get my degree in horticulture, and I know that if I do well here, that I'll do well when I go to work, you know?
When I was in 17, a few years ago, when I was 17 in Kildalton, I did have a firm plan of what I wanted to do by the time I was 27. I had a firm idea of where I wanted to be. I know when I was 25, I set new goals. I do it regularly and irregularly, and I do it in between all of that and behind the dosser. And bear in mind, folks, if you're listening to this at home, myself and Brian, we do not and have never got paid for doing this radio show. It is literally because of the wonderful people we get to meet, and George, yeah, it's kind of out of the goodness of our health, but like my job is making gardens. That's what I do for a living. Where are you going to be in 10 years time? What's the plan? Where's the end goal? What's the reason for doing all of this?
There is no end goal. The goal is to get the horticulture industry noticed, is to get people interested, is to get young people interested. I don't like setting goals because half the time you can't get to them. So I take it as, oh, today I'll do this. And if I get this done today, great, it'll be done. And if not tomorrow, there's tomorrow's goal, you know?
But you've got to earn a few bob out of this. You've got to, if in order for people to look up to you to say, well, jeepers, isn't she like fantabulous? I wish I could be like her. If you were to be that role model that you suggested earlier on, where are you going to be? Will you be working in a garden centre? Will it be in landscape? I mean, don't get me wrong, because behind the wonderful smile that you have, it's you're smart enough to get into college, and you're also smart enough to remain in college. And I know there were a couple of people who fell by the wayside in year one and year two when I was during my tenure there. So you're not, I think you're smarter than you give yourself credit for. Is that a fair comment?
Well, yeah, I suppose if you're saying it, obviously. But Money isn't everything about horticulture. Isn't money? There's no money in horticulture. Money doesn't grow on trees, and everyone knows that. But I think if, as many people have said, and you'll have heard it time and time again, if you love your job, it's not a job. It's something you love to do. So I like and love certain areas of horticulture, and I hope that. And I don't want to be called an idol, because I'm not. I'm just Laura, like, it's nothing about me that's special. But I want to get more young people in, and I couldn't tell you how much more I'd love to be getting young people from schools, small schools. Like, I grew up into small school, and there was no horticulture, but I'd love to be like, oh, you know what, we're going to grow seeds today to small little kids because they love it. And to keep that going the whole way through secondary school, and not go to secondary school where we keep chickens in a glasshouse, but... You know, just that you can take them all ages up through horticulture, and I'd love to be able to do that. And that's probably my goal, to teach small people from the start to the whole way up to the top that horticulture isn't a joke.
How serious do you take horticulture? How serious do you take the last 2 years is the plan? I'm gathering there is some sort of a plan to first qualify and then make a call on where you want to go. Is that the plan? It's not really a plan, but it's a plan.
Well, I want to qualify, and whatever happens the day after I qualify, we'll see, because I'm not a plans person. I think people say, oh, you have a plan. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I just want to qualify. I just want to get this bit done before I do any more. And then when that day comes, I'll do that bit. And the next day I'll do the next bit, you know.
So there's a vague plan, but there's a plan. There's a plan nonetheless. If I gave you a magic wand and said you could do anything you wanted with the Sod Show, what would it be?
Make it on telly. I suppose we need a better Irish television program.
Is what would make you watch Irish gardening on television, apart from having that pop idol type person on there, on a genuine serious note, for if there are any television heads out there listening and Laura can get a message to them now, what is that message? The idle bit aside, is it that you need to do we understand it's a better gardening show, but what is it, do they bring the children on, do they, as you said, televisualize the Sod Show? Is it to bring the Cara Dailies on of this world? Is it the Owen Lettices of this world, the James Wongs? What is it?
Yeah, they're leading people in this industry, and like, they know what they're talking about. So it's, stop telling us how to put bloody sweet pea in. It's same story over and over again. We need new stuff, new facts, new plants, new, and I'm not saying new because all the old ones are good too, but we need new stuff, something different, something modern, not like has been said many times before, an old man with a fork. I'm not an old man with a fork. You're not an old man with a fork. So... You know, something modern, bright, airy, not an old smelly shed in the back of a corner of a field. It needs to be new and modern. And I don't know how to say to someone that, oh, should we make it modern? Everyone's different in what they think modern is. So I would say people like Cara, people like Owen, people like Paul T. Smith, who's in our class, who done amazing work as a Young Heart Ambassador. More modern people, new people. Yeah, exactly. Fresh blood. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And at least I'm not an old man with a fork sitting down in a smelly shed or anything along those lines. I've done something right in this world. If you have any thoughts on what Laura has spoke about today, if you want to get in touch again, @Sodshow on Twitter, facebook.com/TheSodShow and sodshow.com. With thanks to Waterford Institute of Technology and Laura for being absolutely fantabulous. It's been wonderful to see somebody smile all the way through a 28-minute radio show and giggle on the way. And bearing in mind, it is all about horticulture, which some people have suggested is a lot pants and a lot old hat. And I think we're a little bit further there to changing that. Do you?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, you wouldn't be here otherwise. You'd be sitting at home looking at telly. I'm not. I'm sitting in a library talking to you about what I want to do in horticulture and what horticulture should be. And it's about time. So thank you too. And happy birthday.
Is it my birthday?
It's Sod Show is 3 years old, I hear.
She remembered we didn't get a present. Brian, it is back to you in the studio. We were 3 years old a little while ago, weren't we? Weren't we? I can't remember. I'm getting a bit old now. Anyhow, again, Brian, back to you in the studio. And thank you so much, Laura. Pleasure.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Peter. Yeah, 3 years old. Back in March, I think it was. But we didn't really celebrate it. Maybe privately. We're back next week at 3 p.m. with thanks to Katrina Redmond on the blogs. Peter Donegan is our producer and interviewer. I'm the studio man, Brian Green. Until next week at 3, with thanks to our sponsors, greensax.ie. Compostable bags for home and garden, with thanks to the crew at Dublin City FM. We'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.